Pyana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Pyana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopiyana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Gopiyana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari
Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivraya Gashari Astotara Sata Sri Simad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivraya Gashari Astotara Sata Sri Srimad His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga and all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 21. Conversation between Manu and Kardama, text 17. Lokams cha lokanugatan pasums cha hitva sritas te charanata patram parasparam tvat guna vada siddhu piyusa iryapita deha dharmaha lokam shaloka nugatam pasumcha hitva shritaste charanata patram parasparam tvat gunavada siddhu piyusa niryapita deha dharmaha lokam shaloka nugatam pasumsha hitva shritaste charanata patram parasparam tvat gunavada siddhu piyusa niryapita deha dharmaha lokam shaloka nugatam pasumsya hitva shritaste charanata patram parasparam tvat gunavada siddhu piyusa niryapita deha dharmaha Shalokan gatam pasumsha Piyusani vyapita deha dharmaha Kam shaloka nugatam spasumscha Hitva sritasche charanata patram Parasparam tvat gunavada siddhu Piyusani ryapita deha dharmaha Lokam shaloka nugatam pasumsha Hitvan shritaste charanata patram Parasparam tvat gunavada siddhu Piyusani ryapita deha dharmaha Lokam shaloka nugatam pasumsha Hitva shritaste charanata patram Parasparam tvat gunavada siddhu Piyusani vyapita deha dharmaha Lokam shaloka nugatam pasumsha Shritva chritaste charanata patram Parasparam tvat gunavada siddhu Piyusa niryapita deha dharmaha Vaishnavis Lokam shaloka nugatam spasumsha Hitva sritaste charanata patram Parasparam tvat gunavada siddhu Piyusya niryapita deha dharmaha
Lokamscha lokanugatam pasumcha. Hitva sritaste charanata patram. Parasparam tvad gunavada siddhu. Piyusani jyapita deha dharma.
Lokan, worldly affairs. Cha and lokanugatan, the followers of worldly affairs. Pasum, basically. Cha and itva, having given up. Shritaha, taking shelter. Te, your sharana, of lotus feet. Atapatram, the umbrella. Parasparam, with one another. Tvat, your guna, of qualities. Vada, by discussion. Siddhu, intoxicating. Piyusa, by the nectar. Nidyapita, extinguished. Deha dharmaha, the primary necessities of the body. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. However, persons who have given up stereotype worldly affairs and the beastly followers of these affairs, and who have taken shelter of the umbrella of your lotus feet by drinking intoxicated nectar of your qualities and activities in discussions with one another, can be free from the primary necessities of material body. Purport. After describing the necessity of married life, Kardama Muni asserts that marriage and the other social affairs are stereotyped regulations for persons who are addicted to material sense enjoyment. The principles of animal life, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, are actually necessities of the body. But those who engage in transcendental Krishna consciousness, giving up all the stereotyped activities of this material world, are free from social conventions. Conditioned souls are under the spell of material energy, or eternal time, past, present, and future. But as soon as one engages in Krishna consciousness, he transcends the limits of past and present and becomes situated in the eternal activities of the soul. One has to act in terms of the Vedic injunctions in order to enjoy material life. But those who have taken to the devotional service of the Lord are not afraid of the regulations of this material world. Such devotees do not care for the conventions of material activities. They boldly take to that shelter which is like an umbrella against the sun of repeated birth and death. Constant transmigration of the soul from one body to another is the cause of suffering in material existence. This conditional life in material existence is called samsara. One may perform good work and take his birth in a very nice material condition, but the process under which birth and death take place is like a terrible fire. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his prayer to the Spirit of Master, has described this samsara, or the repetition of birth and death, is compared to a forest fire. A forest fire takes place automatically without anyone's endeavor. By the friction of dry wood, no fire department or a sympathetic person can extinguish it. The raging forest fire can be extinguished only when there is a constant downpour of water from a cloud. The cloud is compared to the mercy of the Spirit of the Master. By the grace of the Spirit of Master, the cloud of mercy, of the mercy of the personality of God, is brought in. And then only when the rains of Krishna consciousness fall, can the fire of material existence be extinguished. This is also explained here. In order to find freedom from the stereotype conditional life of material existence, one has to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, not in the manner in which the impersonal is indulged, but in devotional service, chanting and hearing of the activities of the Lord. Only then can one be free from the actions and reactions of material existence. It is recommended here that one should give up the conditional life of material world and the association of so-called civilized human beings for simply following in a polished way the same stereotype principles of eating, sleeping, defending, and mating. chanting and hearing of the glories of the Lord is described here as Tvat Guna Vada Siddhu. Only by drinking the nectar of chanting and hearing the pastimes of the Lord, one can't forget the intoxication of material existence. Om Jnana Timiram Dasya Jnanam Jnana Shalakaya Shakshurun Militam Gena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Gena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadam Tikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kamta Radha Kamta Namostate Tapta Kamchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Prishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyasha Kripa Sindhupya Evasha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadarhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yam pravrayam tamanu petan apeta krityam dvaipayano virahakatara yuhava. Putreti tam mayatayatara vovinedus tam sarva bhuta hridayan munimana tosmi. Yogindraya namostasmai sukaya brahma rupine samsara sarpandastanyo vishnurata namomusha. Lokamsha loka nugatam pasumsha hitva sritaste charanata patram parasparaptvat gunavada sindhu piyusa niryapita dehadharmaha. However, persons have given up stereotype worldly affairs and abysmally followers of these affairs and who have taken shelter of the umbrella of your lotus feet, drinking the intoxicated nectar of your qualities and activities in discussion with one another, can be free from the primary necessities of material body. So here is a really amazing purport of Srila Prabhupada. I'm so ecstatic to read that. So, but before I start speaking, I would like to ask forgiveness because if I commit some mistake, I haven't slept probably in the last 3 nights, so I'm a little bit spaced out right now. But please forgive me if I say something wrong. And if I forget any verse or any sloka, Archie Debra will take shelter of you. So in the previous verse, Kardama Muni, he mentioned that conditioned souls are lokakilayan kamahato, that they are always trying to fulfill their desires in a material way. So if we have material bodies, and living entity is under the control of illusion, so he tries to fulfill so many material material necessities is called Deha Dharma in this verse. The primary necessities of the body, these are things that we share with the animals, you know, eating, sleeping, defending, and mating. So there is this verse in the Shastra, Ahara Nidra Bhaya Maitunamsha, that says that this Ahara Nidra Bhaya Maituna, this eating, sleeping, and defending, Samanya Meta Pashuvit Naranam. These are things that human beings and animals have in common. You know, the animals, they eat, we eat. You know, as human beings, we go to some nice restaurants and we have like so many palatable food stuff. But the animals, they also eat whatever they find, you know. And also, somebody is marrying some beautiful girl from Beverly Hills or whatever. So the animals also, dogs, hogs, they also marry or they also have sex. And in this way, sleeping also, everyone sleeps. And everyone have to defend and have to struggle for their life in this material world. So these are things that we share with the animals. Samanya meta pasuvit narana dharmohiteksham adhiko vishesho dharmena hinaf pasuvit samana. So, but there is a thing that animals cannot do, but the human beings can. And this is following religious principles. Religious principles, there are so many, it's divided into so many categories, like following moral principles in human life, so that one should, as a human being, we should like dress and not living like animals, basically. Or
you know, having some type of religion or adoration or these kind of things. But ultimately, Bhagavatam says that the ultimate dharma, all these previous dharmas are considered to be deha dharmas, because they are in relation to the body, and also manodharma in relation to the mind. But this, there is a paro dharma, savai punsam paro dharma, yato bhakti radokshaye. This is the supreme dharma, which is to engage in devotional service of the Supreme Lord. Because such a dharma can give complete satisfaction to the living entity. Savai punsam paro dharma, yato bhakti radokshaye. Ahaituki apratihata. And should be performed without any costless and uninterrupted in order to facilitate this satisfaction to the soul. Haituki apratihata. What's the last line? Yeyanama supracidati. Supracidati. Prasidati means satisfaction. And supracidati means big time satisfaction. So one have to engage in devotional activities, approaching first of all the spirit and master to learn the process of devotional service, and one should engage in, under his guidance in this process of devotional service. So, so materialistic life, as Kardama Muni says in the previous verse that he says that under your direction, all conditioned souls, as if bound by rope, are constantly engaged in satisfying their desires. So this is the disease of conditioned life, that one is mistaking this body to be the self, and one engages in so many material activities. But human life is not meant for that. And the Bhagavatam, we also have the statement of Sukhi Goswami, Sutta Goswami, who says that karmasya nendriya priti yavol iveta labata, that human life should not be directed towards sense gratification. That one should desire only self-preservation, like having good health, maybe like the bare necessities of life. Because the main goal of human life is to inquire about the absolute truth. Labo yiveta labata. So, and also Lord Rishabhdev explained that we should not work so hard like the hogs and ducks. And it's so sad to see people outside that they're working so hard just to pay rent, or you know, to you know, barely eat some like bread and some meat or whatever they eat. But they're working extremely hard. And he mentions in the first instruction he gives to his sons, he said, Nayan deho dehavaya nriloken kastan kaman arahate vit puyamje, that one should not, those who have taken his human body should not work so hard like the vit puyam, like the hogs who eats stool. You know, that's the meaning of big puyam je. So the hogs, and Prabhupada so many times say that we don't have experience of this in America, though in Cuba we have that experience, seeing the hogs in the street, like, you know, walking around and, you know, eating so many like garbage and nasty things. So that we should not work so hard like hogs and dogs just for the purpose of satisfying the senses. Rather, one should utilize their valuable human life to engage in divine austerity. Tapo divyam putrakaye na sadvam sudye yasman brahma saugyan tuananta. By performing divine austerity, one can purify himself, first of all, and secondly, one can attain brahma saugyan tuananta, unlimited happiness. And after all, that's what we are looking for, you know. Anandamayo vyasat, the soul symptoms, primary symptom in his, that he's looking for, constantly looking for happiness. So, in this verse of today, Kardama Muni gives the medicine for the disease. And he's saying that one, you take shelter of the umbrella of the lotus feet of the Lord, and drinking the intoxicating nectar of your qualities and activities in discussion with one another. And I remember this morning, Suhas Prabhu was reading this amazing purport from the Bhagavatam. And in one part, Prabhupada said that Narada Muni condemns this path of material enjoyment, this Pravriti Marga. And instead, the path of Nivriti Marga, or engaging in spiritual activities, is recommended especially for human beings, you know. But nowadays we see, unfortunately, that so-called leaders of human society, like, you know, politicians, philosophers and so on, they are doing the opposite. They're condemning this process of Nivriti Marga, of spiritual activity, and they're propagating this path of material enjoyment, not even in a Vedic way, in a, you know, beastly, in a very animal way. You know, so many advertisements are like, you know, illicit sex, or, you know, drinking, so many bars, so many places for enjoying the senses, which are taking taking a human society to hell. So one should adopt this process of Nivritti Marga, of the path of spiritual life, because as long as one continues in the path of material senses, he has to suffer. We have to suffer. This is not only the statements of Shastra, but anyone can have practical experience of the sufferings of the world, and at a, also at a, you know, personal level, how we suffer as soon as we engage in sinful activities, materialistic activities, you know. And Lord Rishabhdeva also say, Parava Vastava Navodayato Yavanna Yignasada Atmatatvam, that one should, you know, as long as one does not inquire about the supreme duty for the self, which is Tattva Jignasa, he will be defeated by this material energy, by this material world. So everyone has a practical experience of that, how by engaging in so many beastly activities, ugra karma, horrible activities, we suffer. It's practical, it's evident everywhere. Wherever we go, you know, just like some people say nowadays that, well, if I live in this very poor country, if I go to US, then I'll be very successful and I will enjoy. Or somebody lives in New York and he thinks that if he comes to California, he will enjoy because there is a nice weather and there's so many, like, I don't know, like women naked around and so many things, and he thinks that he will enjoy. But Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that Yehi samparsaya bhoga dukkha yonaya evate, that this material enjoyment is the very cause of suffering. It's compared. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary of Bhagavad Gita, he makes a comparison. He said that material enjoyment is like a pregnant woman whose child is going to be called suffering. So as soon as one is thinking, oh, I shall enjoy in this way, immediately that son called distress is going to come to him. So what to speak if we practically engage in such activities? So this is the this is the disease of conditioned souls, that we want to forget Krishna. Krishna, Buliye, Jiva, Anadi Bahir Mukh. Now we have forgotten Krishna since time immemorial, and as a result, Atayva Maya Tare Deya Samsara Dukh. We are experiencing unlimited miseries. There is this beautiful song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur where he say, Prabanche Poriya Agati Hoya Nadeki Upayar Agati Ragati Sharane Sharanam Tomare Korino Sahar. He says, O Lord Hari, I've fallen in this prapancha, this material world, and I have become a weak-minded person, always engaged in materialistic activities, illusory activities, and as a result, I find myself to be helpless and without any destination. Agati means one who has no destination. But also I heard that for one who has no destination, you are the destination. Agati means destination. So for those who don't have any destination, you are the destination. Therefore, agati, sharane, sharana, tomare, korino, sahar. Right now, I'm taking shelter of your lotus feet. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is teaching us. He's giving us a practical solution. He's mentioning the disease. We have fallen in this material world and suffering. There is suffering. It's like, I remember some time ago, I was with His Holiness Jayadvaita Swami, and he gave a class, and somebody asking, a very puffed up fellow, and after the class, he say, well, Maharaj, you mentioned about suffering, but, you know, I don't see suffering in my life, because I have, you know, I work in such and such place, and, you know, I do have this, and I have that, and I travel all over the world. I don't see my life as a suffering. And, you know, Maharaj explained the different sufferings that he may have, like, you know, myriad of problems in the mind, like fear, embarrassment, upheavals, all these kind of things. And he said, if you continue thinking that you're happy, then you're fooling yourself. So this is our disease, that we are falling in this illusory consciousness, and we are thinking that we're very happy. And if we perform some plan, like an adjustment, to adjust things in this world, then we will be happy. But no, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, no, forget about this. Take shelter, sharane sharana, tumare korino sahar. You know, one who taking shelter of the Lord, he becomes free from cares and anxieties in this world. So this is the last statement of all the shastras. Krishna himself in the Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes some people, you know, becomes a little bit bewildered and they say that Bhagavad Gita is about karma and jnana. But actually Bhagavad Gita is only about bhakti yoga. Because from the very beginning Krishna is saying to Arjuna, you know, like, give up this, you know. It's not only at the end, it's the famous Sarvadharman Parityaya. But even before, in the second chapter, he says, Durena hi avaran karma, buddhi yoga samasrita. Just give up this avarana karma, these abominable activities, and you know, take shelter of devotional service, buddhao sharanam ambicha. And in that consciousness, you render service unto me. Because if you want to enjoy the fruits of your work, then kripana phala hetava. You become a miser. You become a miser. Because you are trying to explode, you know, material nature, which is another of my energies, Krishna says. And all over the Bhagavad Gita, you know, across the entire conversation, Krishna is, you know, advising to Arjuna to give up all these material activities. Sarva dharman parityaya, you know, padram paspam phalam toyang, offer, you know, flower to me, you know, offer fruits. Become my devotee, worship me, offer obeisances unto me, offer paraphernalia to me, all these different things. So Krishna is saying that this is the last shelter. And here Kardama Muni says that one, the way of taking shelter is that one has to be in the association of devotees. This is the most wonderful thing that we can find in the Shastra. Because I remember when I first read Bhagavatam, I was very much attracted to all this, you know, Sankhya and all this knowledge and yoga and mystic and this and that. But there was something that really got me, and it was that all the prayers, all the devotees, after they became purified, they only have one desire in common. And what was that? To be in the association of devotees and to hear, not to like become a big preacher or I'm going to deliver the whole world because, you know, I'm such, you know, learned scholar. No, they wanted to humbly and submissively hear in the association of devotees. There are so many examples of prayers, like, for example, I can't remember none right now, Dhruva Maharaj said, Bhakti muhu pravahatastva yime prasango. I can't remember, unfortunately. Bhakti muhu pravahatastva yime prasango. Well, at last he says in that prayer that Bhakti muhu pravahata twayime prasanga, that we should be in a sangha, buyadananta mahatanga mala asayana, yena yasol banangurud vyasanam bhavadi nesye bhavad guna katamrita panamataha. That one should engage in hearing this nectarian kata of the Lord, katamrita, in the association. Not only association, he uses the word prasanga. Now, sangha means association, but prasanga means very intimate association. That we have to make friendship with the devotees, and in that association, intimate association, we should discuss, as Kardama Muni is saying here, we should discuss the pastimes of the Lord. Bhakti muhuv pravahata twayime prasango. And then I think it's Vritrasura also say that he, as I am wandering around in this material world, becoming sometimes a dog, a hog, you know, changing so many bodies, I only ask for one thing, my Lord, is to make friendship with those devotees. Those devotees who are engaging in devotional service and always discussing your activities. Suta Goswami also says the same thing in the Bhagavatam. He says, Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Isharo Hari Shrotavya Kirtitavya Sha. That's the last line. Chechatabayan, you know, because it's Abayan, the one who wants to become free from fear, you know, and illusion. He should hear about the Lord, glorify, and remember, you know, this. And this all. Bhavan Ishwaro, Shotavya Kriti Davyasta, Smartavyam Chechatabayam. One should remember Smaranam, and if one wants to become free from fear. Because there's another similar prayer. That's by Sukadi Goswami. The previous one, the other one, is by Sukadi Goswami. He said, Tasmat ekena manasa, Bhagavan sadvatatpati, Shrotavya, Kirtitavya, Sadhyayas, Puyas Chanityada. That's one. That's, Bhrigubhari was right. Yeah. So there are two similar prayers. One by Sukadi Goswami and another by Sukadi Goswami. So, and that's why Srila Prabhupada installed this process of, like, you know, giving Srimad Bhagavatam, having Srimad Bhagavatam discussions every morning, and then Bhagavad Gita in the evening. And during the day, as devotees are conversing, Machita, Madgata, Prana, Bodhayam, Tasparaf, Param. So they are engaging in their activities, but at the same time we're discussing about, you know, somebody is in the Pujari, but then he remembers that, oh, maybe Lord Jagannath, you know, like these things, or he likes that. Or somebody's cooking, and then he remembers that the Lord liked, you know, puris or like some ghee on top of the rice or whatever, you know. So we're always remembering and conversing with one another about the Lord. And by doing so, we take all the devotees, they derive the great satisfaction and bliss. So this is, in essence, the medicine for the disease condition of conditioned souls, that we are right now addicted to this path of samsara, always engaging in this Deha Dharma. I am this body, and this is my family, and this is my son, and this is my car, and we have to provide them for you know, necessities so they can enjoy and they can have a peaceful life. And this is Deha Dharma, and we are advised to be, as human beings, to be performing Paro Dharma. So we should, as far as possible, become attached to this. And first of all, to take shelter of the umbrella. This is a beautiful translation. And makes me remember another beautiful verse, Uddhava, saying, Tapatrayena vihatasya gore, samtapyamanasya vavadvanisham, pashamti nanya sharanam tavangri, dvandattapatram amrita vivarsyat. He says to the Lord that, oh Lord, for those who are tormented in this path of repetition of birth and death, and are always overwhelmed by the tapatraya, the threefold miseries, I do not see any other solution but to take in shelter of your lotus feet, which are like an umbrella. He uses the same word. Like it's like an umbrella pouring down delicious nectar. So that's what we have to do. You know, that's the beginning of devotional life. Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj used to say that, first of all, hear Baba. Don't speculate, just hear Baba. Day and night here, then you will be able to do other services. So yeah, having said this, we'll end the class. If there is any question, comments or corrections, please feel free to speak. Okay, nothing? Okay, Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, all glories to the assembled devotees. Chakalpataruvya Shakripa Sindhupyai Vacha Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namo Namaha.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna.
They are really good. I can listen even better than any time in my life. The best listening I've been having.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Your great voice.
Yeah, somebody said it was too loud today, so I'm just testing it.
Oh, okay.
From different parts of the room.
Okay.
So
good for me because I'm
half.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.